Hello, good morning. It's good to see you. I'm Helen, for those I don't know yet. It's good, and can I just offer you my welcome as well? And a warm and hopefully dry welcome compared to what we get outside. So, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. You did that without it on the screen. Well done. Because actually, these are promises. These are promises that these will appear in our life. And not just one, but actually all of this comes with the Holy Spirit when he comes into our life. And today, we're thinking, it really seems apt, doesn't it? We're thinking about peace. So before the service, we took this very scientifically done vote about what makes us feel peaceful. And these were some of the pictures that we went through. So there was a scene with a hammock on the beach. Did anyone vote for the hammock on the beach? I voted for the hammock on the beach. A choral gathering in an old and ancient church. Some of these orchestral concerts. Some people do that to find peace. Walking the dog, like I know in Reigate, this is a very popular activity, walking the dog. We don't have a dog, so we just enjoy other people's dogs. Some people go and have coffee and find peace, maybe with a friend or maybe on your own. Some people sit and read something together. They're reading the newspaper together. Actually, at the moment, I suspect that's not a very peaceful activity as we hear the news coming. Some people gaze at the stars. Do you gaze at the stars at night? Probably not in the summer, you're probably in bed too early. But sometimes we look up at the stars. And if you go on holiday or you've been on holiday and you're in the middle of nowhere maybe on your holidays, do that because it makes you feel small and the world feels big. And actually it's not all under your responsibility. That's a good way of finding peace, isn't it? Christmas scene. Who finds peace at Christmas? That's a struggle, isn't it? Finding peace at Christmas. Don't ask clergy whether they feel too peaceful at Christmas. We try. A scene at church. This church, in fact. I have to say, this one didn't come in the top three. I'm not going to comment on that, but it's an interesting observation. Another seaside scene. Looking at lovely views as we go for a walk, a woodland walk. A cuddle with someone we love, maybe at a special occasion. That looks to me like. And these are just some of the ways, aren't they, that we might find peace. And the last one there, family. The top three, if you're interested in the results, so there were two tied, I'm not going to scroll all of them to find them, were the waterfall woodland walk scene and the seaside coast scene. And the number one place where we feel peaceful was the hammock on the beach. The hammock on the beach. I think that's really, really interesting. So we can sort of say what makes us feel peaceful, can't we? But do we know really what peace is? Can we define what peace is? I went to a dictionary, because that's where I go, looking for a definition. Anyone got a dictionary? Almost nobody. You can switch your dictionary on now, can't you, rather than open a book, or go into Google. So that's what I did. I didn't actually open a book. And I looked in the dictionary, and actually most of the definitions I found, well, looked on the dictionary online, most of the definitions I found were expressed in the way that peace is not something. Peace is not something. Very few of them could say peace is, but actually it said things like peace is where there's no war. Peace is where there's no noise. Peace is where there's no stress. Peace is where there's no distractions. And you tend to think, well, if that's the way we judge peace, we've got to wait a long time. If everyone would go away or be quiet or leave me alone, then I could find peace. And as I've just observed this morning, because we're a gathering of human beings and because we use some technology, there's a bit of noise, isn't there? And we've got sort of some water and we've got the rain outside. I think if we're waiting for people to be quiet, for the war to stop, for there to be no noise or stress or distractions, well, we will never, ever know the truth of this promise that where the Holy Spirit is, there is peace. So how, as Christians, can we think about redefining that? How can we think about more positive ways of talking about peace? Well, I want to read this little passage to you from Philippians, and this is Paul writing to the church in Philippi. And before I read it, I want you to know something. Paul is not lying in a hammock on the beach when he writes this. Paul, anyone know where Paul is? Paul is in prison. Paul is in chains. Paul is in stressful, distracting, conflicting situation as he writes these words. He says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends, which goes above all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." And I think Paul does something really helpful for us here. He redefines peace not as when there is not something, when there's not war or not noise or not distraction, but he tells us actually what peace is in a positive way. So rather than thinking about peace as not something, which this sign does, I don't know if you can see it very well, these hands make together a sign which if you were a child of the 60s, you will recognize. This is the sign which is a world sign for peace, which the Campaign for Nuclear Disarmament used. So the people who wanted to get rid of all the nasty bombs in the world used this sign. And it is very much associated now with peace. This is a peace symbol. But once again, it's a sign that says we won't have any peace until something has gone away. I'd like to suggest this as a peace symbol instead. Something has come. Something has already changed. That means we can have peace, even while difficult circumstances, which we've been hearing about this morning, remain. Peace is not about the absence of bombs, war, distraction, stress. Peace is about the presence of Christ, the presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives. It's a positive, filling thing. And those of us who are going on holiday, I've still got my holiday to come, so that's why I'm talking in those terms. Those of you who've been on holiday, I hope you can still feel the holiday vibes. But those of us who go on holiday, perhaps we think about peace as being as going away from our normal situation. And in some senses, that's true. We release ourselves, don't we, from the demands of day-to-day life just for a short time to find some peace. I'd say perhaps more rest than peace. And we need to sort of not get into that habit of saying we can't be peaceful in our day-to-day situation. I'd like to say peace isn't running away from things. Peace is running towards. When we're in a challenging situation, when we're in a difficult place, we think of Carolyn and Labib in the place where they're going home to. Perhaps a situation in your life which is stealing your peace. We don't have to run away from the situation, but we can always run towards Christ. We run towards Jesus and say, "I need your peace." And this promise, the promise of the Holy Spirit, is that this fruit will be there. It will be there in our lives. We can trust God. Paul says those words, which are so famous in the church, aren't they? "The peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." I just want to tell you a quick story about this lady. And you can't really see her. Does anyone know who this lady is? Having lots of a few quiet guesses. No one's quite brave enough. This is Susanna Wesley. Susanna Wesley had 19 children. Unfortunately, in the time that she lived, not all of them survived, but she did have, at one particular moment in time, 10 healthy children all living in her house at the same time, and she was responsible for all of them. She couldn't run away. She couldn't say, "No, I'm leaving in this situation, and I'm going somewhere else because I need to run away from this stressful situation." And she couldn't make sure everything in the house was quiet and tidy and clean. And so she had a way of finding peace. When Susanna Wesley needed peace, she sat in the rocking chair by the fireplace and she put her apron over her head. And all her children knew, so mums take note and children take note. If you see any aprons in funny places over lunch and after lunch today, this is what's going on. She would put her apron over her head, and that was the sign to the 10 children that mummy was doing her running towards Jesus. Mummy was doing her finding peace in the difficult situation. She wasn't running away. She wasn't waiting for everything to be perfect because she knew that wasn't likely to happen. She just, in the middle of the chaos, asked Jesus. And she made it clear to everybody else around her what she was doing. I think there's a lot of wisdom we can learn from Susanna Wesley. She must have done well because out of her 10 children were, of course, John and Charles Wesley, for whom we thank for the Methodist Church today. So she was a profound woman who influenced those two men. So I just want to ask you today, and we've thought a little bit about this already, what situations threaten to steal our peace? What things do we think, actually, I want to run away from that situation? Or actually, I just can't wait till it's finished and gone out of my life? Where actually we have the opportunity to say, I've got this promise. This promise of fruit, this promise of peace, even in the middle of the difficult situation. I'm going to ask you to think about that question quite carefully, and then we're going to go on to pray. And the way we're going to pray is this. I'm going to invite you to come and take a piece of ribbon. And when you've thought of your situation, I want your ribbon to represent your prayer. Please, Lord, would you bring peace to your prayer? Might be Gaza, your prayer might be the Nineveh region in Iraq, your prayer might be a sick relative, your prayer might be a situation at work, your prayer might be I'm starting a new school in September. And so make this your prayer. And if you would like to come and tie it onto our fruit tree, our prayer tree, and say, even though that hasn't changed yet, I ask for your peace in the middle of that situation. So I'm going to invite the band just to come and play us some music. And basically, when you're ready, don't be scared, otherwise it will take all day. Think of the situation where you would like peace now, well, even though it hasn't changed and hasn't gone away. And come and, as a sign of your prayer, come and put some ribbon on the tree, and we'll gather them up at the end, and we'll lift all of these situations to God and ask for his peace. So over to Ali, and then when you're ready, do come, and I'll hand you a piece of ribbon.